Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know, life can get pretty crazy sometimes, right? Between work deadlines, social media pressure, and just trying to keep up with everything, it's easy to feel like you're constantly on edge. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate all that chaos with a little more grace and ease? That's where mindful living comes in, folks. It's not about becoming some Zen master who lives in a mountain cave, meditating for hours on end. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, appreciating the little things, and making intentional choices that bring you joy and peace. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a wild monkey swinging from tree to tree, jumping between thoughts, worries, and anxieties. Mindful living is like gently guiding that monkey back to its perch, focusing on the present moment instead of getting caught up in the past or future. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate a more mindful life, starting today. First things first, practice gratitude. It might sound simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a delicious cup of coffee, can make a world of difference. Seriously, when you focus on what you're grateful for, it shifts your entire perspective and helps you see the beauty in everyday moments. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? A gratitude practice can be a real game changer. Second, become aware of your senses. Mindfulness is all about engaging with the world around you in a deeper way. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures that make up your day. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the gentle breeze rustling the leaves, or the aroma of freshly baked cookies. These small sensory details can bring a sense of calm and grounding. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book or listening to your favorite music? That's mindfulness in action. Third, breathe deeply. It sounds basic, but our breath is a powerful tool for anchoring us in the present moment. Take a few slow, deep breaths throughout your day, focusing on the sensation of the air entering and leaving your body. Deep breathing can calm your nervous system, reduce stress, and help you feel more centered. Fourth, embrace the art of doing nothing. Seriously, folks, it's okay to just be. Schedule time for rest and relaxation. No screens, no to-do lists, just pure, unadulterated downtime. Go for a walk in nature, take a hot bath, read a book, or simply sit in silence and enjoy the stillness. And lastly, practice self-compassion. We're all human, and we're going to make mistakes. Be kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. Learn from your experiences, forgive yourself, and keep moving forward. Remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Okay, so imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your phone is buzzing with notifications. Your mind is racing, thoughts are swirling, and you feel that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. Sound familiar? But wait a minute. Instead of getting caught up in the frustration, you take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of your inhalations and exhalations. You notice the warmth of the sun through the car window, the sound of birds chirping outside, and the gentle hum of the engine. In that moment, you choose to let go of the stress and anxiety, choosing instead to be present with your surroundings. Maybe you even put on some calming music or listen to a guided meditation app. You realize that while you can't control the traffic, you can control your reaction to it. See? Mindful living isn't about avoiding difficult situations. It's about approaching them with a calm and focused mind. It's about choosing how you respond, rather than reacting impulsively. So, let's recap. Today we talked about the power of gratitude, the importance of sensory awareness, the calming effect of deep breathing, the beauty of doing nothing, and the crucial need for self-compassion. Remember, mindful living is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to be present with each moment. Now, go out there and make today awesome. Take those takeaways and put them into action. Share your experiences with us on social media. I want to hear how you're bringing more mindfulness into your life. Until next time, stay detached, stay grounded, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.